He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's the August 28th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. You know, why is it so hard to get reliable news out of the Russia-Ukraine border? Last time Russia was supposedly invading the Ukraine, the rumors turned out to be false. I think somebody's manipulating the markets here, probably those Russian oligarchs, those Russian billionaires, because we've got rumors again, and even CNN is calling it a full-on invasion, and the S&P's down 5 points. You'd think it'd be down a whole lot more than that if this were really taking place. So we'll just have to see where the truth lies. Don't we have reporters over there? I don't know. It's hard to get reliable news out of that neck of the woods. The Dow is down 66 points this morning to 17,055. The NASDAQ is down 12 to 4,557. Gold thinks maybe there's something going on. Gold's up $9 per ounce this morning to 1,292. Oil's behaving like it thinks there's something going on. It's up 0.75% to 94.55. The euro's at 1.32. I bet you're seeing some strengthening in the dollar here. That's usually the safe harbor that people run to. And definitely the 10-year yield, just defying all logic here, 2.32% now on the yield of the 10-year bond as bonds continue to hit new highs for the year. Obviously, the bond market is not as enamored with the economy and the world situation as the stock market is right now. Funny, they're both telling us different stories. Which one is right? So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, as we prepare for a little holiday weekend coming up here. We've had some really light days of trading here recently with a lot of people. This is the last blast, right? Labor Day weekend's that last blast before everything kind of gets back to normal. So you start to see the volume in the market picking up. We'll get a little better read for where the market is really at, because on light volume, moves to the downside are greater than they seem, and moves to the upside are magnified to greater than what they really are. So we have to kind of see where the how the market behaves when we get back to regular volume in the market. But suffice it to say, you know, there's been talk, there's been headlines, new all-time highs in the market recently, and that continues to happen. The bull market is still intact, at least as of last Friday when I looked at all the moving parts. And of course, I'll be looking at it again this Friday to see if any of the moving parts are starting to squeak a little bit, starting to get rusty a little bit, because we don't want that 53% bear market to creep up on us and take a big chunk out of our hide like it did back in 08 and 09. So anyways, we continue to watch the markets with one eye looking forward and one eye looking back in our rear view mirror. Again, why is it so hard to get reliable news out of the Ukraine? You know, as I do my jog along the harbor in the afternoons, when I'm got the time to do it, there's a couple of big yachts down there by the Hilton. I mean, big yachts. And I've asked around a little bit as to who owns these gigantic yachts. And I'm told that it's a couple of Russian billionaires, Putin's friends. And I think, I know they're involved in the markets. You know, they don't open an account at Scottrade in the name of Vladimir Putin. I'm sure they've got all kinds of ways of laundering the money. It seems to me like maybe they are spreading a rumor now and again. The day before, Putin says, hey guys, I'm going to invade the Ukraine for a day. Go short the market. I don't know. We're not getting reliable news out of there. And once again, You know, we have the market selling off. We've got news that Russian troops are moving across the eastern border in the Ukraine. Of course, last time it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago when we heard that they were attacking the convoy, the humanitarian convoy. They were at war, and it turned out to not be true. So, you know what? I just take all of this Ukraine news with a grain of salt and just look at my individual companies and how they're reacting. And that's the best way, I think, that you can handle the market on any given day. I wanted to weigh in just a little bit on this Burger King controversy. I'm not a big fan of Burger King worldwide, BKW, on the New York Stock Exchange, which actually went private for a while. It was actually a British company for a while, publicly traded. Then I believe a hedge fund came in and bought Burger King, took them private. Now they're public again. They did their IPO back in 2012. And as of now, they're headquartered in Miami, Florida. Burger King does about $1 billion a year in sales, which pales in comparison to McDonald's, which does $28 billion a year in sales. But Burger King's pretty much everywhere you go in the world. You know, as I travel, I've seen Burger King in many foreign cities around the world. It's not exactly a U.S. company, although I'm sure it was born here in the United States and has spread beyond our borders to become a worldwide company. And they're getting a lot of press these days because of the fact that they're buying Tim Hortons, which is a donut coffee shop outlet all across Canada. Tim Hortons is named after a hockey player. They operate and franchise 4,500 quick service restaurants up in Canada with plans to open 215 more in 2014. And on the surface, you would think, well, Burger King's just trying to expand their global reach. But, of course, Tim Hortons is headquartered in Quebec. No, Ontario, in Oakville, Ontario, Canada. And Burger King has announced recently that they'll be buying Tim Hortons and that they will be moving their headquarters from Miami, Florida to Ontario, Canada. And to complicate it even further, who's in the middle of all of this? Warren Buffett. Mr. My Secretary pays a higher tax rate than I do. Mr. Buffett, who says rich corporations and rich people should pay their fair share. And yet he's in the middle of this transaction helping to finance a big chunk of it. And one of the main reasons that Burger King is setting up shop in Ontario, Canada, as opposed to Miami, Florida, is that the U.S. corporate tax rate is 35%. That's right, after all is said and done, after you've bought all of the materials that it takes and all of the ingredients that it takes to make burgers and french fries and shakes and soft drinks and whatever else, after you've paid for it all and after you've paid all the help and after you've paid all of the overhead and all the advertising costs and all the management costs and utility costs, and what's left over is called the profit. And I gotta believe that Burger King, like most fast food outlets, operates on a pretty thin profit. There's not a whole lot of profit in a Whopper. You gotta sell a lot of those things. It's more of a volume type business. And then when all is said and done, what's left over, you pay a third of that to the U.S. government. But of course in Canada, you only pay 15% of your profits to the U.S. government. So Burger King sees it as an advantageous move to go up there and become a more profitable company, a more valuable company, and one that is giving better returns to its shareholders over time. And of course, Warren Buffett obviously is on board because he's financing the move. Now, this has obviously made a lot of politicians mad. They think it's unpatriotic for Burger King to move to Ontario, Canada. We have one of the highest corporate tax rates in the world. Let me just ask these few questions. Is it any different, Burger King going to Canada, than a retired couple moving to Nevada where there's no state tax? There's a lot of retirees in Las Vegas enjoying that sunshine, moving from the colder climes. And one of the reasons they move there is no state tax. They get so much revenue from the casinos that they don't need to have a state tax. Is there any different from Burger King going from Miami to Ontario than a U.S. company moving from California to Texas? It happens almost every day here in California. Why do they move to Texas? Well, because there's a lower tax rate in Texas. So, you know, a publicly traded company's first duty is to its shareholders. Burger King's a worldwide company. Just can't see the reasoning for being mad at Burger King for what they're doing. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We right place, but must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong time.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, you know what? We continue to look for the best docs now. That's what the show is all about. That's what the weekly newsletter is all about. That's what the app Best Docs Now is all about. And it's one of the best apps now. It's been as high as number 2 in the world. Other day, I think it was number 4, number 5. And we are working... Boy, I tell you, getting that premium subscription out has been a challenge, but I do believe that it's available on the Android app. And as far as I know, the Apple app, they still have to approve it over at Apple. They approved the app itself, but now they're reviewing the push notifications that we're sending. So that should happen any day. And the premium newsletter, I'm hoping by next Friday, to have that available to where if you want to have the live trades during the week along with your newsletter that you get now, that will be available. So it's all, you know, look, I'm not the technical guy here. I have people that are very good at it. It's complicated. It's a difficult thing to do, the app world and developing apps and upgrading apps and adding bells and whistles. And every time I have an idea, they kind of go, okay, we'll get to work on it, because they know that Gunderson's ideas aren't always that easy to implement, but they get done eventually, and it will be a much better app when we get that out there. Okay, there's good news on one of my stocks here today, and how did I find this stock? I found it by using the Best Stocks Now app, which I use exclusively every single day to manage the accounts that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management. This is a company that's headquartered in St. Louis, Missouri, a city that I visited several months ago. It's the headquarters for Scottrade. I was back at their corporate headquarters as a member of their advisory board, of which I'm one of five advisors from around the world on that board. And in fact, we're meeting again, I think, in late September. They're hoping that St. Louis will have secured a spot for the baseball playoffs by then. And I know one thing, the Padres will have been mathematically eliminated by then, like they are just about every single year. But St. Louis is also home to a company by the name of Centene. And Centene was added to the S&P 400 Mid-Cap Index today. And we're seeing a nice little bounce on Centene here, despite the market being a little bit shaky today with rumors, news, whatever, out of the Ukraine. Centene is a $4.4 billion company. They provide managed health care services through government-subsidized programs. Now, one of the reasons that the market has done so well since 2009 is because the market has been subsidized, helped along by the Fed. Whether the Fed's part of the government or not, or this independent agency, as everybody claims, I kind of think they all work together to keep the economy going. And the Fed has helped our market by juicing it, by putting in stimulus into the market, by flooding the market with dollars, by keeping interest rates low. But as you know, and by buying back our own debt. But as you know, for now, the money is not being printed like it was, although you still have to pay for. When you spend more than you take in, there's only two ways to make up the difference. You have to print money or you have to borrow the money, and I gotta believe that we're still doing both. But there's no more quantitative easing. The steroids are gone from the system. The punch bowl has been drained. There's no more buyback of our own debt. That's gone. And as far as keeping interest rates at zero, which is where the Fed basically is right now, there's going to be some Fed interest rate hikes down the road. The stimulus is gone, but there's still one area of the market that's receiving stimulus, and that's the healthcare sector, because that's been a big priority of this administration to give people healthcare. We now have 13 million people that weren't getting health care before that are now getting health care, and they're being given the money to go out and buy health care. In many cases, they're being subsidized. So we still have stimulus in the system, and we still have stimulus in one particular sector, and that's the healthcare sector. It hasn't been good to fight the stimulus, has it? Those people that were bearish on the market despite the Fed, they got crushed as the market has more than tripled since 2009. And I continue to ride what stimulus is left in the market through investments in the healthcare sector. And one of the stocks that I own is Centene. And Centene continues to be one of my top-ranked stocks with the app, and it continues to be a holding that I have here at Gunderson Capital Management. In fact, I own it in my aggressive growth accounts. Centene has doubled the returns of the market over the last 10 years. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 33% per year, while the market's delivered 14% per year. And it's had a good 12 months. It's up 32%, while the market's up 22%. So it's outperformed the market. That's enough to give it a performance grade right now of A minus. So Centene currently is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Is it a momentum darling? No, you know, it's not off to the races like some of these biotechs, but boy, it's sure been a steady performer, and I've been happy with my shares so far. But you know me, I also pay attention to valuation. I'm a hybrid investor. If you ask somebody, says, is Gunderson a value investor? I'm sure they would say yes. He always goes through the valuation. And if someone asks you, said, is Gunderson a momentum? Is he just one of these momentum guys chasing trends? People would say yes. He definitely likes companies that are flourishing in today's market that are doing better than the others as far as performance goes. Well, we've already talked about the performance here of Centene, and it looks just fine to me. Let's look at the valuation. Centene is currently trading at 16 times forward earnings. Well, that's a discount to the market, and that's not a extended or a nosebleed type of valuation. It's been expected to grow by 17% per year. That means it's still trading at a slight little discount to its growth rate. It comes in with the PEG ratio of 0.95. Furthermore, when I take next year's earnings of 468 and extrapolate them out by 17% per year and then put a multiple on the stock that I think is appropriate, I come up with about $150 target price. Stock's currently trading at 77. That's a 5-year target price. A lot can happen between now and then. But suffice it to say that Centene currently meets my value criteria. It currently meets my performance criteria. It's in my top, it's ranked number 201 right now, and it is a stock. It's being added to the S&P Midcap today, and it's a stock that I own. Not a recommendation, but an example. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we're talking about how unreliable the news and rumors coming out of Russia are. What's the truth here? Come on. I want to know. Can't we, don't we have CNN over there on the scene or MSNBC or Fox or any reliable reporters that are actually giving us reliable news on what is going on? Are there too many fronts to cover? I don't know what's going on, but we just don't seem to get much reliable news out of that Russian-Ukraine situation. But the market obviously reacts. The market sees it as a very important area to be receiving reliable news out of. Well, we also talked about a healthcare stock. One of the last areas of our economy that's still receiving stimulus, government stimulus, is the healthcare sector. And Centene, obviously, a direct beneficiary there. And it's done so well lately that it's now being added to the S&P 400. You can look up the article that I wrote about Centene maybe 3 months ago. It had very few page views because people want to read about Apple. They want to read about McDonald's. They don't want to read about a little healthcare stock in St. Louis, Missouri. Well, that little healthcare stock in St. Louis, Missouri has been flying under the radar, but not in the Best Stocks Now app, because it picks up and detects movement in the market, ever so subtle. And one of the ones it detected and picked up not too long ago was Centene. I've owned it in the past. It's actually been a very good stock over the years, and I continue to own it in my aggressive growth accounts. It is a $4.5 billion company. We're not talking Johnson & Johnson here, but in my opinion, that's a good thing rather than a bad thing. I was on Bloomberg Radio yesterday with Pim Fox and Catherine, I can't think of her name. Why do I always get that wrong? I wrote it down here somewhere, but regardless, I was interviewed by them. I had written a piece about just how strong is the consumer right now. You know, on the one hand, I'm being told that consumer confidence is at all-time highs. And my point was, and I've made this point before on this show, is that how come so many consumer stocks, well-known consumer stocks, are doing so poorly? I've brought Margaret Brennan is the other name. I've brought up stocks, Carol Brennan, stocks like the Container Store, BB Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond, Potbelly, Cachet, Aeropostale, Radio Shack, Lululemon, Overstock.com, Pier 1 Imports, Tilly's, Coach, Kate Spade, Whole Foods Market. That's a pretty good cross-section of our economy when it relates, as it relates to the consumer. Those stocks are just doing horribly right now. And Carol made the, you know, that she's trying to play the devil's advocate side of the of my argument, saying, well, aren't those companies doing poorly just because they're poor companies? Isn't it just, you know, specific to their company? Does it really have much to do with the confidence of the consumer? I said, well, you know what? Let's throw in the home builders into that mix too. D.R. Hortons of the world and the Toll Brothers. Have you looked at charts of those stocks lately? They look horrible. They look ugly. I mean, a good, healthy, strong consumer is confident about his job and his job security and making more money down the road, and they're buying new homes and they're putting in granite countertops and marble floors and all kinds of accoutrements and upgrades, and they're spending money in the economy. I also said, you know, I know this is a small sample, but my office is across the street from one of the most popular malls in San Diego. At least it used to be one of the most popular malls, Horton Plaza in downtown San Diego, right here in the heart of downtown, two blocks from the Marriott Marquis, two blocks from the Grand Hyatt, where conventions, it's two blocks from the convention center where we have thousands of people visiting San Diego every week here on conventions to enjoy our good weather. It's two blocks from Petco Ballpark where 30,000 people come, 40,000, 50,000 this weekend for the Dodgers. And yet I look at that mall and you could shoot a cannon down the middle of it and not hit anybody. It's basically empty. I see closed stores. I see hardly anybody in the stores. I know it's a small sampling. What do the malls look like in your neighborhood? Do you see a robust consumer right now? And then right after I did the show and the market closed, there was more earnings news. The first one was Williams and Sonoma. You know, you go to any mall and you're going to probably see a Williams and Sonoma store, 585 of those stores where you can get crock pots that are, you know, for professionals, and all kinds of waffle irons, professional waffle irons, and lots of upscale type stuff for the kitchen. They reported horrible earnings and horrible sales, and the stock is down big, down about 11 or 12%. That was right after I got off of Bloomberg Radio. And then shortly after that, another company reported earnings. This time it was Abercrombie & Fitch, a teen retailer. So on the one hand, you have a kind of a high-end retailer reporting less than stellar sales. In fact, downright disappointing sales and earnings. And then you had Abercrombie & Fitch come out, say basically the same thing. Here's a whole other section of the consumer here. This is back to school time. You know, this is hot time for a place like Abercrombie & Fitch. They also disappointed. That stock's down about 6-7% since their earnings report. And then just 10 minutes after that, Guess reported their sales and earnings. Another high-end type mall retailer. This is a totally different crowd. I mean, this is high-end women's wear. They operate 1,708 apparel stores worldwide, with 500 in the U.S. Guess is hitting a new all-time low. Well, a new, let's see, you got to go back to 2008 at the bottom of the financial crisis to find Guess stores hitting this level. And again, here's more evidence that that consumer that is supposedly more confident than he's ever been, well, he's not shopping at Tilly's and he's not shopping at Bed Bath & Beyond. We heard bad news from Target stores, real bad news. Look at the stock of Target. We had bad news from Walmart. Look at the stock of Walmart. We had bad news from McDonald's. And Macy's said he sees a consumer that's just a little is edgy right now, not sure of the future. So I totally disagree with the fact, the notion, the statistics, the polls that say that the consumer is hitting a new all-time high in confidence. Now, what does that mean for the market? Should we be abandoning the market here because of that? Well, it's just one of the indicators. And I started off my little spiel yesterday with Bloomberg Radio by saying I'm a bull. I've been a bull for 65 months, and I'm still a bull in the market. But every day I watch things like the consumer and the retail stocks. And Pim Fox argued, well, look, Bill, the retail index is up 30% over the last 2 or 3 months. Yeah, there's been a lot of bottom fishing and really beaten down stocks. But overall, Pim, the retail sector is only up 2% this year. Look at the biotech sector, which is up 21% this year. I like to buy into areas of the market that are flourishing, not areas of the market that are floundering. And I personally would not, the last sector I'd have any interest in right now is the retail sector. The economy is now in its fifth, sixth year of this comeback. And eventually, you know, the economic cycle will peak and we'll start to go back down towards contraction in the economy. The bull market is in the 65th month. It's not exactly a great time to be picking up retail and consumer stocks, in my opinion. But I don't also think that it's the death nail of the bull market yet, even though the consumer does make up a big, big chunk of our economy. But, you know, I just want you to just got a holiday weekend coming up. You'd probably be out and about the restaurants, which I also pointed out. You know, many of these big restaurants, the Olive Garden, Darden Restaurant, Red Lobster, they're struggling. McDonald's is struggling. That's not indicative to me of a robust consumer. So just be mindful this weekend. Let me know what your observations are of the consumer right now. Bill@pwstreet.com. Anyways, we'll be right back for the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to
function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, we talk all the time about best stocks now. You know, every once in a while, my audience is so spoiled. That's all they hear about are these great flourishing companies all the time. Let's just throw in a clunker here so you know what a bad stock looks like. Let's guess which one I'm going to talk about. The name of the company is that. Guess Inc. Headquartered, Los Angeles, California. 1,708 apparel stores worldwide. I think once it was quite fashionable to wear Guess jeans, I suppose. Wasn't that Anna Nicole Smith was their one of their top models? Well, now it's a $2.2 billion company. How has management at Guess done for their shareholders recently? Hey, maybe Guess needs to move their headquarters to Canada to save on to boost those earnings a little bit, because over the last 5 years, this stock's been going backwards by 2% per year, while the market's been going forwards by 14% per year. You say, well, I'm a contrarian. I like buying things that are out of favor. Be my guest. Buy Guess. Over the last 3 years, Guess Stores stock has been going down by 3% per year, while the market's been going up by 19% per year. And over the last 12 months, the stock is down 3%, while the market's up 22.7%. Well, I'm a contrary. You know, and I promise you, sometime in the next several months, some hedge fund will come in and buy Guess, and they'll try to create a turnaround story. But, you know, sometimes, many times, when a brand fades, when something starts to become unpopular, or you can no longer justify paying $90 for a pair of jeans just because it has the Guess label on it. How much does it cost them to make those jeans, wherever they're having them made? The consumer eventually says, you know what, I can get the same thing over at Marshall's or over at TJ Maxx or over at Ross Stores and pay a fraction of what I'm paying if I walked into a Guess store at the local mall and bought those jeans. D plus performance out of Guess by the CEO, the management that runs the company, that's what they've returned. In fact, over the last 10 years, is there a correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation? Absolutely. Likewise, there is a correlation between stock price depreciation and earnings contraction. Over the last 5 years, the earnings at Guess have been contracting by 10% per year. So, you know, I don't know how you remake a brand. I don't know if changing the management's going to do anything. When something falls out of favor, it falls out of favor. Now, the app, how is that reflected in the app? So you're searching the universe for stocks to buy right now, stocks to look at. And you say, you know, I wonder if Guess hitting a new low here, maybe there's some value there. Well, out of 3,865 stocks, Guess comes in at number 3,530. It's in the bottom 300 of all the stocks that I track. And you say, well, what does that mean? Well, let me just tell you that the S&P short, SH, shorting the S&P 500, has also been at these levels. for the last 3 to 5 years? And how has shorting the S&P 500 served you over the last 5 years? While the market has tripled, had you been short the S&P 500, you've basically just been butchered. And it's been down ranked near the bottom. So I don't like buying bottom ranked stocks. That means that they've been performing very, very poorly. They're not flourishing. And I don't really see the value there. Here you've got a company that is trading at about 15 times forward earnings, but it's only expected to grow by 3% per year over the next 5 years. And I'd have to say that's pretty optimistic, because if I look at the past 5 years, it's been shrinking by 10% per year. So you know what? Look, it's up to you. Everybody has to decide what kind of investor they are. You know, Peter Lynch says, buy those things that you know. So if you go to the mall and you love Guess products and you love to wear the jeans and you look great in them and you buy the stock, then you're going along with the Peter Lynch theory. Me, I like to buy the best stocks now. The ones that are flourishing. The ones the people are going to the stores and buying their products right now, not the ones that are empty with 3 salespeople standing around waiting for a customer to come in, which I see in a lot of these small retail stores these days. People want discounts. This is now a discount world, and I don't believe it when I hear that the consumer is at an all-time high in his confidence level. I personally don't see it. And I think at some point in time, it's going to hurt us a little bit here on the economy. It's going to come home to roost, because you do need a strong consumer to keep your economy going. I'm still a bull. The bull market is still intact. I'll be writing my newsletter today and tomorrow. I'll be sending it out this weekend. You can get on my weekly mailing list. We have thousands of people all across the world that received the newsletter every week. And I've been telling you to stay in the market for the last 65 months. What will I be telling you this weekend? Well, you can get on the weekly mailing list. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. You say, well, I have a 401k. Do you care about me? I have a model 401k portfolio. What we want to do is make hay while the sun shines. This is the aim anyways, and when the sun is not shining, we want to protect what we've made, because the last bear market took 53% out of our hide. I don't make any claims, no promises, but I'm going to be here every single day with one eye looking forward and one eye in the rearview mirror to make sure that bear is not creeping up on us. You can also ask about our services here as professional money managers. I'm the guy that manages the portfolios. I do have a co-portfolio manager that helps me quite a bit, but I pretty much make the final decisions. I do make the final decision. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Download the app at the iTunes store. It's called Best Stocks Now, or on the Google Play Store, or it's online, the PC version, beststocksnowapp.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.